5. Listen to part of a lecture in an agriculture class.
Since goats can survive on kinds of vegetation such as bushes and desert scrub, which are unsuitable for other domesticated herd animals, they're a logical means of subsistence for millions of rural inhabitants the world over. They're a valuable resource for milk and meat, and can survive where other animals would starve. However, goats have also done considerable damage to delicate ecosystems, particularly those areas in danger of turning into deserts. The owners of goats have not kept a balance between goat numbers and the available vegetation, and because of that, overgrazing by goats has destroyed areas of bushes, desert scrub, and herbs, as well as woodland in sensitive environments. This animal does not discriminate about where it gets its nourishment, and often will eat newly germinated plants, thus preventing the establishment of new vegetation. Also, goats destroy woody plants, in other words, the kind of vegetation whose roots are important for stabilizing the soil. Plants need soil to anchor their roots and to provide them with water and nutrients, and the soil needs plants to provide the biological material from which new soil is created. Plants also hold the soil together, stopping it from being driven away by wind and rain. We can say that overgrazing by goats is one of the prime causes of the spread of deserts. Of course, it's not the goat itself that's to blame for the spread of desertification. It's the poor management of the animals that's responsible. What's needed is a large-scale educational program on the importance of soil conservation and the spread of techniques for properly managing grazing animals.
Using points and examples from the lecture, explain how goats are related to the spread of desertification.